Just before we start today, are you a teacher? Most listeners aren't, because we aim this show at students. But if you are an educator of some form, I just wanted to let you know that I'm co-authoring a special series this month on effective studying with this week's podcast guest, Peps McRae, for his famous ultra-concise, ultra-high-value Evidence Snacks email newsletter. In the three-part series we've put together, I'm sharing some of my all-time favourite tips and tricks that I've learned over the years to help embed smarter study strategies in your school, helping students study smarter, not harder, going beyond the research recommendations to figure out exactly what we need to be telling students to help them put good ideas into practice. In the email series, I'm even giving away some of my teaching resources so you can pick up some ready-to-teach lessons so you can deliver these ideas directly into your school. So you get slides, a little video, and even a workbook for your learners. Follow the link in the episode description to catch up on any emails in the series that you might have missed so far, and then sign up to Peps's Evidence Snacks email list to get the rest of the series delivered directly to your inbox. For everyone else listening, all my non-teacher friends studying hard for their exams at school, university and more, I just wanted to say, especially if your exams are coming up soon over the next few weeks, hang in there, my friends, keep going, you've got this. And now, here's today's episode.
Welcome to the Exam Study Expert Podcast, helping you ace your exams at school and university through the psychology of high performance and the science of studying smarter, not harder. It's my pleasure to introduce your host, the Cambridge-trained memory psychologist and exam success coach, William Wadsworth!
Hello and welcome back to the Exam Study Expert Podcast. I hope you've been enjoying the daily format, special for this week only, in which I have been sharing across the week five high-impact upgrades that I would highly recommend making to your study system for big results from relatively minor changes. So far, we've talked about changes you might want to consider to your routine, accelerated learning hacks, and learning maths better. Today, we're diving into the world of the exam hall itself to talk exam taking. Literally, the very first thing I ever did as part of the exam study expert project world thing was to sit down and write a book on exam taking tips for better test scores. It's called Outsmart Your Exam. So many of you have bought a copy, I know. One of my favourite strategies in that book relates to how you approach longer written answers in exams. At its heart, the recommendation is simple. Be generous in how much time you leave yourself for planning those longer written answers. You know, we're talking those 8, 12, 16 mark, you know, they're called short answer questions sometimes, but, you know, some of them start to get a bit beyond short and start to become quite chunky, or all the way up to full-blown exam condition essays that might take a full hour and earn you anything from 30, 50, up to maybe 100 marks for that single question. So the recommendation, be generous in the time you give yourself for planning your answer before you start writing. No, come on, make it even more generous than that. I would suggest trying at least 25% of the overall time that you would allow for that question in total. So for an hour essay in an exam, that might mean allowing 15 minutes for the plan, leaving 45 minutes for writing up. Maybe you'd even push it to 30%, so spend 20 minutes planning and 40 minutes writing up after your plan. For a shorter 15 or 20 minute question, it might mean taking a full 5 minutes of planning before starting to write it up. I'll level with you. It's hard advice to take on board this. It may feel like easy advice, and it's certainly simple to understand, but don't confuse that with being something that is easy to put into practice. Because when you are sat there in the exam, especially if you see everyone around you feverishly scribbling away, making reams and reams of written answers, honestly, it takes guts to sit there working patiently on your plan 10 minutes, 15 minutes in. It's therefore something you need to consciously practice as part of taking mock exams, putting yourself through realistic timed exam practice ahead of the big day, so you get really confident with what you're intending to do and really sure of why it's a good idea for you. Because there are some huge benefits, I think, to doing it this way. Let's consider for a moment the alternative to what I'm suggesting here. So, you know, you skip planning entirely, or you just come up with maybe a very rapid sketch plan without a lot of detail. What then happens is you're left processing multiple things in your brain for every single line you write. You're thinking about all the things you want to say through the whole essay or whole written answer. You're thinking about what you've already said, so you don't need to say it again. Then you're selecting things from the pool of things you still want to write about. You know, you're picking the next thing that you want to say next. And you're doing all the kind of recall or analysis work to come up with the content point that you decide you're going to land next. And then to cap it all, you also need to be thinking about how to turn that point into a decent, well-sounding, well-turned sentence in the context of a well-structured paragraph. It's an awful lot to be asking of your brain to do all at once. And it risks your work ultimately sounding like, in the worst case, like just a jumbled stream of consciousness. Even if it's not quite that bad, it certainly risks the quality of your writing itself being impaired because your writing is thinking about so many other things at once. And most of all, you're unlikely to come up with as many quality content points to say because you haven't had dedicated, clear thinking time to think through all the different things you want to say. You're just kind of cobbling it together, thinking it through on the fly. And so you're much more likely to miss things, miss good things that you would have otherwise been able to remember or say. You'll probably even find that the whole process is slower compared to if you break up writing a good plan first and then writing up sentences and paragraphs second. If you try and do it all at once, it may feel like you're saving yourself time because you're saving yourself the planning phase. But I think you go so much more slowly when you're having to write and also think about what you're writing compared to if you're able to write and you've already decided in your plan what it is that you want to say. So my tip for you here would be to try it both ways over your next couple of practice exam papers. Give yourself little or no time for planning versus giving yourself generous planning time. And then maybe even do a third version where you go even more generous than you started with on the planning time and see which option works best for you. See which you know results in the highest quality work and the least time pressure in your practice exam. Once you've got comfortable with the idea of a good, generous planning time, I would also suggest sequencing your work in the exam itself, such that planning is always the very first thing you do when you walk into an exam, especially if you've got a mix of different kinds of tasks for that paper. So if you have nothing but long written answers or essays to write in that paper, I would suggest planning them all as the very first thing you do before writing any of them up. Or if you have a mix of essays, longer answer questions, as well as shorter answer questions, or perhaps some multiple choice, I would suggest planning that essay or that long answer first, before then second, turning back to work on your short answer questions or multiple choice. And then finally, number three, come back, pull out your plan that you wrote at the start and turn it into a written up essay. Why do I recommend doing it like this? Well, there's three reasons. The first is that at the start of the exam is when you're at your most fresh, with adrenaline pumping and your mind rattling with ideas. You can take advantage of that and get your essays planned out in those golden minutes at the start of the exam while your productivity and creativity are at their highest. You'll likely be feeling tired later on in the exam, particularly if it's, you know, a big, like, 3-hour monster paper. And you'll be so glad to have already done most of the heavy lifting intellectually in terms of coming up with what you want to say in your essay. So much easier, as I've said before, to just write up that essay once you've got a really, really solid plan and a clear idea of what you want to say. Secondly, having that plan or plans for your essay or essays is such a good safety net in case things don't quite go your way in that paper. So let's say you end up running short of time or getting stressed or getting anxious. It doesn't matter quite so much if you have a decent essay plan in front of you to work from. When you get to that point in the exam where it's time to write up the essay, you pull your plan towards you and you've got everything there in front of you that you want to say. You just need to turn it up into sentences and paragraphs. Third, and perhaps most cunningly, by getting your mental juices flowing on the details of the essay topics right at the start of the exam, you will often find that somewhere deep in the back of your mind, your brain then spends some of the intervening time turning the topic over, rooting around for extra facts, clarifying the structure. Sometimes when I do this, I even find myself coming up with specific useful ways of phrasing things. It's just all ticking away in the background in almost the subconscious thinking part of the brain. That's all happening while you're working on whatever else you have to do that exam day. So short answer questions or multiple choice, whatever it is. All of which means that by the time it comes to the end of the exam and you're writing up that final essay, it's so much easier to write it up because you might have thought of some extra little things you want to say or just some useful ways of phrasing. It all flows that much more easily. So I, as always, try to practice what I preach, and I remember putting this into practice in my final exams at Cambridge University. I had three papers. Each of them was a three-hour, three-essay papers. So nine essays across three papers, 1 hour per essay. And I did what I suggested. I spent 15 minutes for every hour essay planning and allowed 45 minutes for writing up in neat. And for each of the papers, as I was talking about with the ordering just now, I would start that paper by writing all three plans. So that would mean the first 45 minutes of an exam, 15 minutes times three, so 15 minute plans for each of three essays, 45 minutes in total. That first 45 minutes of the exam was just dedicated to planning. I wouldn't be writing a single word in neat. As I mentioned earlier, like, that is a scary place to be if you're not confident with the strategy. You know, 45 minutes into a three-hour exam, the person next to you is probably nearly finishing their first essay because it's coming towards the end of the first hour, and you haven't even started writing a word in neat. So it's something you really do need to practice before the big day. But if you can get practiced with it, you can get confident with it, have faith in the game plan you decided on and the rationale for it, then stick to your guns. It's such a powerful strategy and can get you some really, really lovely results. Extending this whole idea beyond just written essays, if you don't have essays to plan, fine. But like, is there a notoriously tricky last question or two on the paper? You know, this could even be in a subject like, maths or computing, where you've got problems to solve. You know, perhaps that same tip would apply about taking things out of order. So go straight to that hard question at the very end. Maybe take a read of that. Maybe start drafting out a couple of thoughts on how you might solve that problem before you then turn back to the beginning of the paper and start to work through in order. That way you get advantage of that benefit I was talking about just now, where you kind of allow your brain to subconsciously chew over the problem and start to come up with some solutions while you're working on the rest of the paper. So if today's episode has whetted your appetite for more cunning strategies to maximise your exam technique, then please do either pick up a copy of Outsmart Your Exams and add that to your bookshelves this exam term, or you can now also get all of my favourite exam strategies as a taught interactive workshop. I'm going to be including that for Study Smarter Network members in a couple of weeks' time. And as part of that workshop, you're going to get, all my favourite strategies for maximising your score in the exam. And we'll also be working through some planning exercises together, so we can do that live in real time together. You'll get some nice templates to work through, some nice digital templates you can work through in real time with me. And we can have some back and forth about some of the best options for you. You know, if you've got specific circumstances, you want to ask me some questions, we can have that back and forth in real time. As I say, Study Smarter Network members are able to join that workshop live, free of charge, as part of their membership, as well as get access to the replay in their course library afterwards, along with all the other video courses included in the Study Smarter Network, from revision technique for accelerated learning and enhanced memory, productivity strategies to help you get more done in less time, even mindset work to help you get motivated and handle the pressure when stress levels are creeping up. If you'd like to find out more about the Study Smarter Network and how to join, please go to examstudyexperts.com/network. It'd be a real pleasure to have you inside the network, and I'd be so excited to support you there as part of my VIP luxury membership club thing. Please do check it out. Again, that's examstudyexperts.com/network. For now, thanks again for listening today. I will be back tomorrow with the final instalment in this 5-part series on high impact little tweaks you can make to your study and exam taking habits. For now, I'd love to wish you every success, as always, in your studies.